working every day. Not a lazy mom, got no time to play. Always on the go, you stuck on the flow, but it's time for the show.
What is going on, all of my boss-minded people? Welcome back to another episode of Not For Lazy Moms. We had so much fun the first time, we decided to just keep it going. So we'll be here, and hopefully every week you'll be tuning in. So guess what? Today we're going to talk about when your child favors the other parent. Does this create jealousy? You know, what do you do about that? Do you feel rejected? I'm going to welcome back my cousin Hank, Big Bank Hank, the forever bachelor. He's always fun. What's up, Hank?
Man, you know I can't call it, man. Just bringing the honest truth from the booth. That's it.
Always with the rhymes. You know that runs in the family. But then also, I brought back my husband. You know, last week he was our guest. Now he's turned co-host. I went on and gave him a job. What's up, Super Dad? The super secure Super Dad, Chris Samuels.
Yeah, baby, pappy.
And I want to welcome another co-host of mine. She's my mom friend. And, you know, I was like, you know, one person, cool. Two co-hosts, cool. Three. How about we do three co-hosts? I think that's like the magic number. Me and Chris like everything in threes. So, you know, we were married March 3rd, 2012.
Three times.
All divisible by three.
Yeah, that's been a long time.
No, huh? Yes. 12 years. 12 long years. But let me go ahead and introduce Allie. She is the I need to see it to believe it first time mom.
Yes.
She's so amazing. And Allie, go ahead, before we get into this episode, just give everybody a little bit about yourself and let them know who you are.
Well, I am a see it to believe it mom because, you know, you're all into your like natural remedies and stuff. And yeah. I'm like, I'm a little skeptical, hesitant on all of that, except then you always convince me to try. I'm a mom to a... He's like two-ish at this point. I feel like once you stop counting weeks, you like forget how old they are. He's like two and some change. I don't really know. Been married for 3 years. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Had to think about that.
You like threes.
Yeah. And together for seven.
Wow. So. That's awesome. That's awesome. So when me and Allie, we met a long time ago and we were actually talking about being a mom and we were on a morning news show and I proceeded to forget that I was on the news and not on Bravo TV and I caught my kids little cock blockers.
Yep. Good morning, Washington. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That is
Good
what
morning,
I remember
Washington.
Her from.
Right.
Got
okay.
you. Now.
Yes. Yes. All right. So, and we have been in touch ever since then. We did a podcast together some time back, and I told her about the magic of an onion. And from that point on,
well, first I looked at you like you were crazy. I'm like, yep. You're telling me an onion will cure congestion. But as you know, like when you're a mom and you're child is sick, you go into survival mode, you become desperate, you'll try anything.
Yes.
So I decided to put the raw onion that Monique suggested by my kid's crib, and it actually worked.
Yes.
It actually, I could not believe it. And so I tried it out, I tested it, and I'm a believer now.
I'm so excited. I really love that. Hank actually had a recent onion story, too. A friend of his has a newborn.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, so she doesn't believe in anything natural remedies. All she believes in, I get hurt, take it to the hospital. So I told her, look, a more cost-effective way we can handle this is, you know, sit back and let me do it. You know, Monique taught me about the onions, put them in the socks, put them around the bed, and see what happens. You know what I mean? And it worked. 3 hours went by, fever went down, everything was everything. So
yeah.
I credit that to the Not For Lazy Moms home remedies.
Thank you. So yeah, I just got to get y'all on these oils next. Allie has a bottle of RC, one of my favorite oils that she has yet to open.
And you're right. It is actually still sitting in my room. I have like everything ready to go. I'm just scared.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, let's get into this topic because I really think this is an important one to talk about. Because there are times where your child tends to want one parent over the other. And I was reading an article on parents.com. Before I get into the article, I will say that they took a poll. And the recent poll that they took, they said over 90% of the parents that responded to the poll said that their child does favor one over the other.
Hmm.
You know, so I know Chris and I, we've had our experiences. Chris, you want to talk about Melanie especially. She has her little moments where she just wants mommy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I never really felt any jealousy. At the end of the day, you know, when they're really, really young, you know, a lot of times they tend to cling to the mom. And, you know, it is what it is. And whatever my baby needed at that time, I was comfortable with that. I never really was upset about it. You know, I knew it, you know, once they got older, they would eventually start clinging to me like my son. You know, he was up under his mom too much And I started, you know, like, hold up now, this ain't right now. But now all he wants to do is roughhouse and play and fight. He's five now. So, you know, timing is everything. So you just have to be patient as a parent. I wouldn't say, you know, get jealous over it.
Yeah.
But
and
actually.
Yeah, that's why we call him the super secure.
But I wonder, actually, you brought up such a good point where it's like, you know that kids want their mom. So I wonder if moms are the ones who get more jealous when they want their dads, because we're told that babies love their mommies, boys love
their
mommies.
That's true. That's true. Now, I have not had that experience with my kid not wanting me outside of when Hank comes in town. I mean, they could care less about me or Chris when cousin Hank is around. They literally think he's a superhero.
Well, they know they're going to get some fun times, candy, anything to keep them quiet, and we're going to roughhouse and play.
Oh, so you give my kids candy. So that's what you do.
Oh, damn.
Gummy bears in his pocket.
But you know, Hank helped raise those babies. I mean,
he really did.
Hank took care of them.
Okay, so where's my, where's the reward, the award, my trophy, my plaque,
just
my something?
Being in the presence of me and Monique.
You know what? I do get good perks, man. What's next trip we going on?
Yeah, this is not a hashtag paid by Monique experience right here. So at the end of the day, you know, but Hank has literally been around since Milani was, I think she was only like 3 or 4 days old.
3 days.
And
three
it days. Was to a certain point in time where I think Milani kind of thought Hank was her daddy. Yeah. And I was just like, no, we don't,
she
don't
would
do
come,
that.
I would come through the door and she would be like, Daddy. I'm like, no, I'm Hank. Every single time.
She really did.
She really would say,
what was that like for you, though?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm not going to lie. It depend on if Chris was around. If he was around, it would make me feel some kind of way. And I would immediately correct it. Not saying I wouldn't if he wasn't around. But it made me feel like, it made me think about how he would feel.
Right.
And then that would affect how I felt.
Yeah, being considerate of my feelings.
Absolutely.
But honestly, you know, it would be times where, you know, Monique will be out doing something, so, you know, we would have Milani. You know, I notice I said we, because me and Hank, we both were watching the baby.
It was a team effort.
But at the end of the day,
it takes a village to raise a family.
She would be crying and just pretty much, you know, raising sand. Yeah. And I'm trying to put her to sleep. I'm the dad. You know, I'm supposed to be doing this and that. She didn't want me. She wanted Hank. And it really didn't hurt my feelings, though. I just wanted her to be quiet. So by any means necessary.
So I was getting used.
Exactly.
So you know what's crazy? I started noticing you would talk to me more between the hours of like 8 and 9 o'clock when it was her bedtime.
I wasn't playing.
So you reeled me in for conversation, and then it was Hank put Milani to bed.
Okay. Well, it was sometimes where Hank would literally just, Chris, you want me to take her? Please take her.
True.
Yeah, no, she loves cousin Hank. She'd be like, where's Hank? He in New Jersey?
That's my little girl right there, man. That's my little girl right there.
But no, Ali, I want to hear more about, you know, your first time mom, you and your husband. Do you ever have those moments where Sam is just like, Dad, I don't want to deal with you. Like, I want mommy. Or
see, no, Sam is more, I like, daddy to him is his superhero. Daddy lets him watch TV. Daddy gives him cookies before dinner. Daddy is the coolest.
Oh,
so
okay.
When I'm around, I mean, he loves me, especially if he's not feeling well or if he's tired, like he'll want to snuggle up on me. But like, during the day, it's, oh, daddy's fun. So I honestly feel a little bit of rejection.
Oh, no.
Yes. And then there are sometimes, like when I take him to school in the morning, he'll just like run, totally be fine. But if, or I'm sorry, when I pick him up from school, pick him up from school, it is like he looks at me and just bursts into tears. It's like, no, you are here. But when my husband shows up, he's like, Daddy's here. Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. So daddy the playpen.
Oh, yeah.
He the playpen.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Daddy's super cool,
right.
Mommy's boring.
Well, I don't know. I could say the same about me. But, yeah, I can definitely tell, like, with my daughter, like, that is, like, my Ace Boon Coon, that she does not let me go.
No, like, I've been to your house. I mean, I can tell you, like, firsthand, I've seen it. Like, it's like she's an added limb to you.
Yes, she really is. And for she's grown out of this phase, but for a long time, if she woke up in the middle of the night, because both my kids, they've been potty trained since they were a year old, and even sleeping overnight, they're both potty trained. So she would only wake up if she had to use the bathroom. So she would wake up, and she would just start yelling, Mommy, Mommy. And sometimes, like when I sleep hard. Like I'm out. So Chris, he's a light sleeper. So he would hear her. One night, I look at my phone because I have a camera on it. So I looked at my phone as Chris went into the room to go get Milani. And as soon as he walks in the door, I'm watching him on the camera walk into the room looking real delirious and tired. And she says, I want you. I want Mommy. mommy. And normally Chris will like kind of like, you know, cuddle her or try to calm her down. But I guess he had had it. So he said, screw this. He
learn.
Turned right back around and came walking back in the room. And I died laughing. And she like flipped out. And
I then said once, she had to learn, baby. I mean, I can't keep running behind her and she's mistreating me. So I was like, whatever, I'm going back to sleep.
So Chris clearly handles rejection well. But now she actually gets out of her bed and will come get us if she has to use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Now,
that's why I'm keeping my son in the crib until he's like 15 or something. As long as I can, you are in that crib.
You are talking about mama's boy.
She's going to be like the lady on Game of Thrones, breastfeeding a 13-year-old.
I don't have mommy.
Real teeth in his mouth. I mean, biting on you.
Well, y'all are so stupid.
Why did I just have a visual of her?
Oh,
that's horrible.
Oh,
I don't
know. And I have to sit next to you.
I'm sorry,
this is great.
I did not want to visualize. I mean, not that I didn't want to visualize it. Just because.
She's very.
Oh, I know. That's why I did not want to visualize that. But he said it.
Keep talking.
Oh, God. He just walk up and get
Chris,
some.
Chris, can we switch?
Got some milk.
Chris, can we switch? Can we switch seats? Man, I need to get away.
That's hilarious. But I guess as the parent who is being rejected, I mean, the grass is always greener. You know, you might feel that little moment of like, dang, my kid don't want me, but don't you get a nice little break?
You know what it is? It's if you appreciate the moments where like they do. I mean, first off, they love you. Like, there's no doubt. They, of course, love you.
Yes.
And if you appreciate the cuddles when you get them and the, you know, I love yous when you get them, then, yes, it is like a free pass to go pour that glass of wine extra early because
yes.
he wants daddy. Like, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a nice little break because sometimes I'm like, okay, Chris, it's your turn to put them to sleep. Can you take them up? And I'll just hear both of them. I want mommy. I need my oils. Daddy, you didn't rub my oils on me. Daddy, you didn't turn on my diffuser. Oh, my kids are like me to the core. Like, they have their little routines. And they're like, look, we need mommy to come up here. Mommy gives us hugs and rubs our back. You know, so I don't know. I just feel like it would be nice where I can just have a moment where I don't hear them yelling my name.
Yeah.
So basically, that means you need to be out the house.
Clearly.
But question for you, do you feel guilty leaving the house since they
depend?
Okay, that's good.
Never, ever.
You're
never,
like, peace
ever.
Out, bye.
You know, I learned when my son was first born and my mom had a talk with me and she said, don't you ever feel guilty when you need a moment. And I was like, okay. So she was in town and she was like, you know, go get a massage, go to the spa, do whatever you want. I have Christopher. Don't worry. And when my mom has him, I'm totally fine. Even when Chris is a great dad. Like, I've never had that moment where I feared how Chris would interact with the baby by himself. Like, I have full confidence in
him. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, I mean, you're amazing.
A lot of moms have that fear.
Hey, man, we make a good team, man. We make a good team, man.
Daddy daycare is
absolutely.
Over here.
You set up the area, let them run around.
As long as y'all be trying to wear my breast pump, it's all good.
We might have a little bit of breast on us right now, but we ain't got a pump.
I'm going
to be working out lately,
though.
Powder
out of them bangs.
I'm going to be silent on this one.
You got to get back in the gym,
hey,
bro.
Hey, are you silent? You tried on my breast pump before?
You know, I picked it up, but it wasn't to try it on. I mean, I just never seen a thing that looks like that, that straps on to it.
There is,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry, that straps on to a breast. I just didn't know. I really didn't know.
Earmuffs,
I didn't know.
Kids, earmuffs.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'm sorry. But it's crazy. You know, I don't, like, well, everybody knows I don't have any kids, but talking about if I could put my little rendition on it, I don't think I would have any problem with a kid wanting the mother, you know, especially if the baby's crying. I mean, if the baby's
you're like
crying,
fine here.
Absolutely. If the baby's crying, I'm going to stare that baby in the mother's direction. So I know for me personally, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I would be okay. That's all I had to say. But anyway, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
Well,
that's
do you
good.
Think
sometimes
that it changes as they get older? Does, you know, because I just feel like kids are like master manipulators. Like, I swear.
Yes.
It's like they're
mm-hmm.
going to go to whoever will benefit them the most at that given time. Same way, if they're sick, they want mommy. If they want to go to sleep, they want mommy. If they want to play, they want daddy or Hank. You know, so it's like that manipulation starts very young. And I remember when I was a teen, you know, if I wanted something, I would go to my mom and I'm like, Mom, can I go out with my friends? And she would be like, well, no, you got to ask your dad. Why do I have to ask him? Aren't you a parent too? Or are you one of his daughters too?
Oh,
I mean, super manipulative.
Wow, that is.
Every time you get your way with me.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't hush.
Are you talking about when she want to go shopping or something?
Yeah, right.
You talking about when she want to go shopping?
Yeah, right.
What did she say?
She learned how to get over back then. On
the Excuse me. First of all, y'all know I don't even like shopping.
Chris, it runs in the
family. I'd rather go online.
Well, that is shopping.
She has a point.
That is a form of shopping.
She has a point.
But no, so, I don't
like
that.
So let me ask you a question about the kids being manipulative. Did I say that word right?
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm moving up in the world. But no, you would say that's a learned trait, right?
I kind of think that's something that is just in a child from the moment that they're born.
I can't agree with that.
Honestly,
I don't think you could just be born being manipulative. You have to learn that.
I think it is a learned trait because every parent goes into survival mode with
Absolutely.
The baby. So whenever they're crying, whatever it takes to make them stop.
So who are we going to say the baby learned that manipulative trait from?
No, because it's a lot of times.
We're going to say, I'm on your side right now. We're going to say the baby learned that manipulative trait from the person the baby was attached to.
Dude,
I'm talking about from the womb, man. I'm talking about from the womb.
No, I got you.
From the womb, the baby's been attached to
mommy. This is attack women time right now.
Excuse me, this is not for lazy mom.
Not for lazy Hank.
Wait a minute. No one said you're lazy. We're just saying that the baby learned the manipulative trait from
Monique Samuels.
She heard the conversations.
I don't think so.
Chris, I'm having your baby. What's that push gift going to get? Oh, I want it.
Well, that is a
she got the baby with the Mercedes.
You know what I'm saying? But the baby's feeling this. It's digesting everything. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like kids are born with selfish tendencies because they are used to being catered to. If they cry, they get a bottle. If they cry, they get patted on the back. If they cry, they get their diaper changed. So they have that innate ability to get what they want based off of what they...
Well, that's the way they communicate.
I can say that's learned. I can definitely say that's learned because that's how they communicate. Mm-hmm. Right. But it takes us parents to get them out of those phases, is why with me, they don't get over on me.
So what are y'all doing to get the kids out of those stages?
Because when they whine, you don't get rewarded for that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to give you what you want because you're whining.
I preach that with this woman's kid all the time. You let that baby calm down and relax, and then you give in to what the baby needs.
Well, that baby's still young, so that's a little different.
I thought we had to get them, you know, teach them at a young age.
Wait, how old's
the baby? Not that young. He's like 2 months old.
Two months is not old enough?
Oh, my God. You can't do tough love on a two-month-old.
No.
The baby's being very receptive.
I'm talking about the baby when kids are on a diet.
Wait a minute. If a baby can roll their eyes at me, I'm old enough to let this baby know I'm the man in the house. Notice I ain't say daddy. I'm the man in the house. This baby is learning some traits already.
Two months old.
That little joke could be rolling his eyes at me, man.
To be quiet,
man.
So that the 2-month-old can get her bottle.
Look, man,
the baby on the dad.
I put that two-year-old. Look, that baby start crying. I turn that baby swing around to the wall and let it have some alone time. It's alone time.
Go stand in the corner, put your nose in the corner.
Swing in the corner. That's it. Swing.
That is not the definition of alone time.
All right, man.
Hey, you know what? We got to have some talk. I thought I'd have trained you better than this, bro.
You did, but what else am I supposed to do? I mean,
I make sure the swing is very comfortable. That's going to be the next topic. What is alone time for kids? That's a good one.
So, Monique, you say you manipulated your mom and your dad.
Not so much my dad. He was a little harder to manipulate. He always said no. He was the king of no. Everything was no.
Right.
So we always ran behind my mom. My dad was a Vietnam veteran, so you didn't know what type of mood he was going to come in with. So at the end of the day, you stayed clear of big man.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I can't even imagine big man in that light because I've only met him since he's been.
He's so laid back and chill now.
Oh, I love him.
He was a tough man back in the day.
Well, I must have got the cool big man because he's cool with me. I like big man.
Yeah.
What about you, Allie? You have any childhood flashbacks?
Oh, for me, 100% would always go to my dad.
Yeah,
absolutely. Wow. Like if ever I lost anything, or I remember there was one time in college I lost my passport. My dad flew me home, helped me get it, all without my mom knowing. Now, my parents are divorced, so maybe that has something to do with it, of why I would always, and I lived with my mom, so maybe it had something to do with it, of why I'd always go to my dad, and he'd always say yes.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense. Now, I grew up with both parents in the house, and so did Chris, but hey, you grew up with a similar situation. So did you ever feel like you favored one parent over the other based off of the fact that y'all weren't living together?
Oh, so check this out. I had a very unique situation. So my situation will only come into play when I would get that 3 o'clock beat down. That means if I'm having any troubles, I'm being a pain in the butt, I'm being bad in school, I would want the other parent that's not beating my butt or getting me a whooping.
Which one was that?
So check this out. Let me paint y'all a picture. Hank, how was your day in school? And I would proceed to lie. And she would say, I got a call from the teacher. You're lying. Bedroom. And I would always notice this around 3 o'clock when school was out. So she would proceed to get the belt, or he would get the belt, and I would get my beat down. And in the moment of that first lashing, the, I want daddy. I want whoever wasn't in the room at that time. And I noticed at a young age it never worked. So the same parent was always going to be there. So yeah, that's my flashback, man. I'm traumatized right now.
Gosh, that would be another good topic, too. Like disciplinary actions, mm-hmm. You know.
Absolutely.
I don't believe
absolutely.
In beating my kids with the belt.
Would you beat them with your hand?
No, they
but
get
it's
little
a different
pops
generation.
I think I saw something on the news in Spain. They actually, it's illegal to spank your kid, so that's crazy.
Oh gosh,
so that'll be a great topic.
Well, that's what they're doing. You know, if you can't discipline your child, they want the system to discipline your child. But we ain't gonna get into all that. We're not gonna
do that.
We're not gonna do all that. Let's stay on.
That's gonna be a good one, though.
Seriously.
So I was looking at parents.com, and they actually said it's a good thing when children favor one parent over the other. They said that. Playing favorites is actually a sign of emotional and cognitive growth. So I thought that was pretty interesting because I never thought about it from that aspect. Mm-hmm. It says that it allows them to explore relationships and intimacy. It allows them to exercise decision-making skills, and it allows them to assert their independence. So it kind of makes sense. They're kind of picking and choosing mm-hmm. who they want, and they're getting that.
Right.
So it makes them feel like, oh, okay, I got this.
I agree with that. It makes them
look confident. Yeah, it makes mm-hmm. a lot of sense. So being rejected is a good thing, basically.
Yeah. So what about double rejection? What about when both kids want mommy, and mommy wants the kids, and then daddy's just like over there?
Well,
craving for some sloppy toppy.
At the end of the night.
Well, that's that foreplay all day.
We can have 15 babies cuddled up under you. I don't give a you know what. Just go ahead and let them cuddle under mommy, and then later on that night, when all them 15 babies sleep, mommy need to come over there and give me some what, Hank?
Well, which one are you talking about?
It could be either one.
Well, if you're talking about that, you know what I mean, that mushy gushy, then or you could be talking about that
sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy.
Either one, just as good. Both, my heart can't take it.
You'll take what you can get.
So basically, he's talking about that hashtag foreplay all day. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, Lord. Because there are times where I feel so bad because both kids will be up under me, and then I'll finally get them to go to sleep, and then by that time, I'm wore out. I mean, kids will wear you out.
Especially
exhaustion.
All day. Yes,
like, 100%. I think people, shout out to all of the stay-at-home moms, because I don't think people give stay-at-home moms enough credit. The ones that go to work, they don't actually understand that even though you're at a job and you're working, you got a break from little people.
Right. My husband literally says, I'm going to work to get a break. Like, that's honestly, like, it's true. Stay-at-home moms deserve so much credit.
You know, he had one of them hard-ass jobs.
Beep.
Leave that out. Yeah.
We're trying to keep this a clean show, just in case you moms out there have your kids in the car, but forgive my husband. He got a potty mouth.
Yeah, I
got
to be safe on this show.
You know what's crazy? You know, being as though I was around y'all kids, you know, as everybody know now, I would spend days on end with the kids, well, at a time. And I've noticed, because I never really used my brain so much in high school. I did just enough to graduate. So anyway, but what it is being mentally attentive. Is that the word?
Attentive.
Being mentally attentive all day around the clock to a child mm-hmm. is nerve-wracking. It can be very mentally draining, and that right there alone will cause you to be drained out at the end of the day. And
that's
what
I sleep so hard at night.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, every time my husband, like when I first had Sam, you know, I went back to work and juggling work and being a new mom, all this stuff. He finally said to me one day, he goes, I don't know the last time you gave me a kiss when I walked through the door. Hmm. Like,
wow.
You're just so caught up in, you know, putting Sam to bed. I felt so incredibly guilty. I felt awful. And so now, I mean, since then, I always make sure I give him a kiss and I give him a hug, some sort of like physical touch.
I'm going to go ahead and
Chris just turned into Dr. Phil over there.
I know he did.
Because that way, if I ever get into a situation where I'm neglected, And then I could just like, well, Monique, when's the last time you gave me some sloppy toppy or some mushy gushy? And hopefully it'll make her feel real, real bad. And I don't care if her energy level's on zero, -5. She's going to get on top of me, and she's going to give me that mushy gushy,
But,
or some sloppy toppy.
But let me ask you this.
Just as good.
But hold on, Chris. I thought that was going to go so differently.
So let me ask you this. You know me. I got a question to this. I always got a question. I got a question. How good is lazy mushy gushy? Is it the same?
It's better than no mushy gushy.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I'll take it.
Okay, so that's it's like one of those one apple's better than no apple, even a rotten apple. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
Oh my God.
Long as you get me.
Oh man. Okay.
Y'all are insane.
I want you not in there beating up on yourself. You good?
I love how we go from talking to kids to talking about sloppy toppy all in 2.1 seconds, like every single time.
We're guys. We can help.
That's why y'all are here. Y'all give us that other side.
No, see, I'm the mature one. I'm not talking about
this. Oh, whatever,
things.
Hank. You're the least mature one here. No, but you know what? I love the fact that I have both of you here on the show because a lot of times we get so caught up into what we're doing as moms and as women that we really don't understand when the man starts complaining because we just look at what we're doing. We're like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm doing so much. I'm taking care of these kids. I'm making sure the bills are paid. I'm, you know, doing whatever, running errands. And it's like, what? You want me to do what? I am tired. Good night. You
drained.
Know?
Exactly.
But now to hear your side and how you feel just as the outsider, you know, looking in on what us moms are doing, it does kind of help you put things in perspective and it just shows us how great we are as women.
Well,
because
of course.
We have to balance it all.
But as your Not For Lazy Moms mission, you know, we want it all, we do it all. And so because of that, that's, you know, sometimes the dad gets a little left out.
Yes, yeah. A lot of times. So I feel bad.
But then that's where problems can actually happen, you know, when you keep leaving dad out.
He's manipulating you right now. So hard.
He's over here trying to get him some sloppy toppy in the studio.
I know. Can we leave first before that?
Y'all need to get out, everybody but me and Monique.
This is why you cannot work with your husband or bring him in these kinds of situations.
No, I found that interesting. I asked her how she felt, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
No,
Chris is
you had me bring my wall down and then you turned it to sloppy
That's
toppy.
That's where Christopher gets it from.
Ooh, see, I'm not the only manipulating person in this house.
You know what? I might have to take back my first
Allie.
Statement.
How did that make you
I'm
feel?
I'm just trying to save all the guys out there from being neglected because at the end of the day, it is a tough job with kids and managing a household. Mm-hmm. Women do a lot and we respect that. You know, I know I'm joking around a lot about the sex aspect, but you know, at the end of the day, you still have to find time for each other. You know, that's where it all started from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
you know, the babies wouldn't be here without the sloppy toppy.
Or the mushy gushy.
Right.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you got to continue to do that.
You're so, I mean, think about it. When your kids go off to school and get older, it's just going to be you guys again.
Right.
So you have to have that foundation.
Definitely. Yeah.
Or you can do what I always say and just don't get married, don't have kids, and you getting that sloppy toppy mushy gushy around the clock. I mean, you
might
could pop in.
A little something else too.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, wow.
You got to be a little careful about too much sloppy toppy.
Oh, God.
Practice
Chris
safe
over
sex.
Here sound like, Chris over here sounded like Oprah. You get sloppy toppy. Everybody gets sloppy toppy.
The whole
in a
happy
great
audience.
World. Oh, man. Every man on this earth will be happy.
Well, I'm glad I can still pick and choose who I'm getting sloppy toppies from. So, hey, it's
great being
me.
You're blessed.
Well,
thank you, sir.
I have a question. So, you know, Hank has been a crucial part of helping us with kids, you know, when they were young.
It makes me feel very honored to hear that.
Yeah, because there was a time where I wouldn't trust you watching
we're
my dogs.
We're not getting into that right now.
And now
dogs are not a part of the show.
I'm just saying, it shows to how much you've grown as a person.
Yeah, but when you say
I
couldn't watch dogs.
No, I said I couldn't trust you at one point
even
watching
worse.
My dogs.
Even worse. She's digging
it
a hole
shows,
for Hank.
It shows how far you've come. Like, I mean, you've
but
come
But it's sad
far.
Because we're talking about when I was still over 20, so we don't need to tell people that.
All right, well, look, let me clean it up. Let me clean it up.
Yeah, clean it.
So there was a time, but now that time has gone, and Hank is excellent. And this just makes me think of the whole rejection thing and hiring help, having a nanny, having a babysitter. Has it ever stopped you from hiring extra help? Because, you know, we want to do everything. Just the thought of being rejected by your kids, you know, like if they are enjoying said nanny or babysitter, you know, does that thought kind of stop you and say, you know what, I don't want any help because I don't want my kids, you know, looking up to another woman
or
man or whomever
question.
And wanting them more than they want me who birthed them, carried around for 9 months, tore up my body and all my abs. And, you know, so it's like, does that ever stop you? Has that ever stopped you, Allie?
So when Sam was first born, yes, absolutely. I went into this like whole nobody can watch him except for me or my husband. And that even went out to grandparents. Like, I was jealous. Like, I didn't want him because I always knew.
She asked the grandparents too.
No, I like wouldn't let them. I didn't want Sam to like love them more. It was very, I mean, I had some postpartum issues, clearly.
Oh my gosh.
She's very possessive.
No, but that postpartum stuff is real.
No, seriously, it has completely shifted though, where, yeah. I mean, my in-laws are over all the time. They help us so much. And I love how much my son loves them. So I'm working on the issues, okay?
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I tell you, for me, especially after a night of drinking and my head hurts at 7:30 in the morning, I have this bad hangover. I cannot wait until Deborah gets there or Jill gets there at 8:00 in the morning, so I can sit my kids down those steps, let them give them breakfast, and I can try to sleep in and get this hangover off my back.
Yeah,
so I don't mind. I mean, I can't wait.
Until that was one thing we had to learn.
Yeah,
one thing we had to learn was if we're going to hang out, we gonna make sure we have somebody in the morning.
I never thought about that.
We would go out and have the sitter secured the whole night.
We got it made.
And we like, oh, we did that. We got the sitter there. We hanging out. We gonna have a good time. We go out, get trashed, get back home, and our kids are up at around 8, 9 o'clock, and we probably didn't get home till 6.
Sometimes earlier, yeah.
Oh my Lord.
And that's genius. I never thought about the morning after.
Oh, you better start thinking about it. I remember one day, I think we smoked cigars and we had wine and everything, and me and Monique both are trash. She was really trash, though. And the next morning, all I hear was,
dang, just throw all my business out
there. Well, you just said it a second ago.
You was really trash.
You were. But remember, all I hear is the voice gone and everything from smoking cigars. Chris, can you get the kids? I felt awful, but I had to get up, man up, and get the baby.
Power through, yeah.
But now we definitely get a sitter for the morning.
Or sometimes we have them stay overnight.
Yes.
I respect that about y'all because it's been times we all went out at night and you didn't have the sitter in the morning and y'all got up and y'all did what y'all had to do. I say that to say, like I always say, if you didn't have kids, if you didn't get married, and Ali just said something about you didn't think about the morning after. See, for guys like me, they came up with the morning after pill. See, this was perfect. This is why it's incredible. Like, any single guys out there listening to this, this is enough contraceptive you need. Do not have kids. Do you hear what they're going through? No, seriously. I witnessed it firsthand. 7 o'clock in the morning.
The worst thing in the world.
Excuse me. 7 o'clock in the morning and you hear those footsteps. Do you know what I'm thinking while I'm in one of your guest rooms? I do not have to get up and I can stay my behind in bed. Don't you guys want to feel that? Don't you want to keep that?
Well, for a lot of guys out there, Hank, it's too late. They're already in the fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe you, Mr. Nice Single, ready to mingle, Hank, you can maybe one day get up and say, you know what, Moni and Chris?
I've done that.
Nah, I know.
I've done
you
that.
You ain't mention it, so I was just going.
Well, you know what?
She was just going to
there are times.
So,
yeah, hey, look, he ain't saying it ain't happened.
Look, check it out. Check it out. See, I got a conscience and I have a heart, and I know y'all deserve a break every now and again, but you also have to have consequences for having kids. Even though they're beautiful, you have to have your consequences. And waking up after you got trashed, your consequences.
Oh, my Lord.
So, boom, mm-hmm. That is.
Well, I guess it's time for a confession. And my confession is the reason why I don't have a full-time nanny is because it would really piss me off if my kids was running up behind somebody else, wanting them, rejecting me. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't going to happen. But no, my babies are awesome. But I had to get to a point, especially after I had my car accident, that I had to realize, you know, I can't put so much on my plate that I'm neglecting sleep, neglecting myself and everything else. So, you know, at some point you just have to get help. And
and it's okay to ask for help. Yes. You know, and in order to take care of your little ones, like, you have to take care of yourself as a whole.
Mm-hmm. That is so, so true. So
how do you take a strong woman that has, or it could be a male, that has pride issues and that's scared to ask for help?
Well, look at me.
Honestly, I didn't want to ask for help either.
Yeah.
you know, at one point you just kind of give in and you have to realize it on your own.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you know what I think a lot of people don't think about too as well is that, well, for me and Chris, we don't have family that lives nearby. Like, you know, my mom lives in Florida. My dad's in Massachusetts. My sister and brother are in California.
Of course, Hank's only 3 hours away.
And so. Hank is close enough where, you know, if I need to call him, if he's not busy and he's able to come down, you know, then that's awesome as well. But most people, even the ones that work and the ones that, you know, are at home that have family nearby, that's like the replacement nannies, having your grandparents nearby or having someone that you can trust. So for me and Chris, with our situation, it's pretty unique because the only way we can get a break is if we hire someone, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like the same way my grandparents used to watch us and raise us, you know, that's the same, or when kids are in school, you know, the parents able to get that time to themselves, or if they're at work, they get that little break, just the peace of mind of just not having your child like, mommy, 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 20,000 times.
I gotta interject. Yeah. I gotta interject. Only reason why I have to interject is because you said, and I know you don't mean it specifically, you said the only time you can have a break is to hire help, and I gotta put it out there. I would watch the kids with no fee or anything
if
it was actually needed.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting us know that.
Dang, I ain't.
That's awesome.
Seriously, that's amazing.
Date night tonight, honey?
I did not.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
I did not think that through.
Oh, that's awesome. You know what? We can probably record another episode today if Hank goes home now.
Well, see, now this is the catch, and I'm glad you said it. I don't need any funds if I could take the new Bentley out. No, seriously. It's not all about the money. And it's not all about the money. I would definitely be there to watch those kids.
It's all about the flousing. It's all about
flousing.
And that's a no.
I'm sorry, but I just want to
say. It's a no.
Okay, the older Bentley is cool, too.
It's a no. I'd rather just pay somebody $20 an hour.
I'd rather keep my own churn.
You always got to be the stand-up dad.
That's my own baby crying. Oh, my God. Y'all are hilarious. But so I guess when it comes down to it, are there any other things that make you feel jealous that your child may do or say? You know, like sometimes my kids say the funniest stuff. Like, they're off the chain. But what I do love is that kids will show you how you love them. I hug and kiss on my kids like it's obnoxious, probably, to some people. I love loving on them, and I'm so affectionate, and so are they. And I tell them like probably 20 or 30 times a day that I love them. And once they began talking, it's so cute. My daughter would be like, "Good night, mommy." I'm like, "Good night, baby. I love you too." She'll say she loves me too first.
Yeah, right.
I love you too. And I'm like, "Oh, baby, I love you." You know, they show you, and it's like, that's like the payoff, you know, just to see all that warmness and to feel that love from your child. So it just makes it all better at the end of the night. You kind of forget
absolutely.
How everything happened throughout the day.
Yeah. You know, one thing with Milana, you know, she's two. And I'll see her kissing on Monique all day long. And, you know, every now and then she'll come and want to, you know, hug and kiss me. But then sometimes she'll, "No, I don't want to kiss you, Daddy." And I'm fine with that because she needs to learn her, you know, how to control, you know, situations. So at the end of the day, you know, she's going to get older. Some little boy's going to try to kiss her and she's not feeling it. She needs to be comfortable enough to say no. So I don't mind when she rejects, you know, the affection that I want to give her at certain times.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't force her to do it. At the end of the day, I don't think that they should be forced. She should be independent enough to speak her own mind and what she's feeling and express that.
And not feel bad about it.
That sounds very,
that's right.
That's very deep. But did you come up with that to handle not feeling well about it?
No,
seriously.
No,
that was very heartfelt.
No.
But I want to know, seriously, did you come up with that to handle the situation?
Definitely not. I'm not sensitive like that when it comes to my kids. I like when they speak up and speak their minds, and you know, if they're not feeling me at that particular time, I'm cool with that. The only one that, you know, that I really need those kisses from is kind of sitting over that way.
So. Hey, boo.
It's always this sexual tension. Like,
I know.
I'm glad y'all.
It's not just sexual.
I'm glad
I love
y'all
my
at
wife,
the other
so
end of the. I'm glad y'all separated
just
right
wanna
now.
Flirt with her
we would
a little
have, to,
bit,
we would have to be at opposite ends. I wanted him so I could see him while I'm talking.
Hands
to
will be
him.
All we under the table
flirt
right
with
now.
My wife
horrible.
A little bit. That's
hey,
it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So you flirt with like, you know, this person, that person, this person,
randoms.
That person, and you know, you don't.
That's what we gonna call the people.
Randoms.
Randoms.
Yeah.
Randoms.
Ain't nothing but old rammer.
Y'all acting random. Let me tell you something. Random affection is great. Random sex is great. Random locations are even greater. So
it doesn't ever get like old
or tired.
Word,
Hank.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. You know. You're right. Random mushy gushy. Sorry.
Kids are going to think that's some type of fruit snack.
Sorry.
No, right?
Mommy, I want a mushy gushy.
Daddy going to be like,
I want one too. Oh my God. No.
Oh God.
You sound like a fruit roll up or something.
It do.
I was thinking gushers.
That's it.
But why did I just start thinking?
What flavor gusher would Monique be? Did they ever come out with caramel gushers?
Oh. My God.
Strawberry.
Why did
I feel awkward again.
Why did I just start thinking about blow pops? I'm sorry. I just started thinking about blow pops. I don't know.
I don't know. Thank you, so random as the women you choose.
If y'all could see my face right now, people that's listening, I gotta agree with her. I gotta agree with her.
Here you go, Hank. There's a blow pop.
A blow pop. She gave me a blow pop. Well, you know what? I'm not going to reject this blow pop like some of y'all kids reject y'all.
I had a blow pop in my purse.
That's unbelievable, actually.
Tastes very good.
Oh, my God. This has been so much fun. Any other thoughts before we get to our moment of silence?
What are you doing with a blow pop?
So.
I'm sorry. Like, what are you doing with this blow pop? This is great.
I was just practicing.
I was about to say, was this practice? Oh, my God. Keep the jaws muscles working. This is horrible. Oh, my God. I cannot say that. I'm sorry.
It's best not. I feel like if you're questioning it.
Well, you know what? Because I'm very comfortable. She said it's practice. This wouldn't be to scale, is it? No, but don't answer it because I don't want to know the answer.
It was just a joke.
Put out there. And this was, could it be serious?
More
I don't know.
More scale would be this mic.
Well, if them babies came out of you that big. Okay, I'm done. I'm just going to sit back and suck.
That's it.
I mean, that's not what I meant. But y'all get what I'm saying.
Blow pop.
Eating is better than sucking.
Eat the blow pop, right.
I will. I'm sorry. I'm done.
You have to forgive. Y'all have to forgive us. Pray for me.
Please pray for me.
We're around each other so much. The chemistry is just undeniable. When we start laughing and joking, it just does not stop. And we're trying to remain as G-rated as possible, just in case the kids are listening. But
absolutely,
I would advise you just, you know, after you drop the kids off to school, then listen to this
podcast. All kids are going to want blow pops this afternoon.
Or gushers. Or fruit roll-ups. Or sloppy joe.
Put something. What's today? Tuesday? Put something sweet in your mouth Tuesdays. Oh, I'm sorry. Goodness. Don't laugh at that. I'm sorry. I'm done.
That wasn't really funny.
That was corny. Are you going to take a vote? Was it a good? Say yay or nay if that was good or not. Yay or nay. Was that good?
Nay. Yeah.
I'm not feeling the team atmosphere now.
Hey, man,
right now.
Write down your jokes and get them approved before we get here.
Yeah, seriously. That was terrible, Hank.
Okay, let's let it go right now. Let it go. Move on. Why are we still talking about it?
We're waiting for you to come up with something better.
All right, let's let him
We're
off
trying to give you another chance. Nothing?
Why did Biggie song come in my head? Baby, give me one more chance, Biggie.
He tapped out for the day.
He tried.
Bugs up under the basket trying to rebound.
Do y'all see me sweating right now?
Yes.
This is how hard I'm thinking.
Yes.
All right, I'm done. I'm not a quitter. All right,
oh,
I'm done.
Lord. All right, y'all. No, this was great. I thought it was a good topic. So, what is our tip of the day? Do we have any tips? I'm like, what can we do for the parents that are feeling unwanted?
Think of it as a break.
I think we gave
enough time,
tips.
Make time for you.
Yes. You
wait, y'all are talking. Allie just said something.
You heard me? She said tips. Tips.
Oh, God. Stop it. But on a more serious note, I know we're over here clowning, but we do need to give some tips. Allie just gave a great one.
What's that? When your kid rejects you, think of it as a break for you to take time for yourself.
Yeah.
Pour a glass of wine. Do something nice for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of a gift and a curse when your child rejects you because it's like the gift is you get a little free time. Be grateful.
You don't have to, like, eat a snack in the closet. You can actually, like, Eat it and watch TV.
Oh, my God. Isn't that annoying? Every time you try to eat anything, here they go.
To hide in the bathroom.
You asked them earlier, you know, you want me to fix you a plate of food? No.
No.
As soon as you fix your own food, then they want to eat it all.
They're like little roaches. They just come running right to you. Like, you know? And it's like, as soon as the light goes out, they just scatter. And you're like, where'd they go? Like, seriously. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, like, and what's even worse is when you make them the same exact thing on their plate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you sit down, cozy in front of yours, and they're like, Mommy, I want what you have. Excuse me. It's identical to what you have.
Like, literally the same.
Oh, my goodness. It's insane. But, yeah. But I just want to say, as far as tips go as well, just remember that your children's needs change. So sometimes they might be feeling daddy. Sometimes they might be feeling mommy, just depending on what they're going through. So it's not always a minus, you know,
when
they. And just make sure you parents out there don't feel any type of way. If your child is like favoring one over the other, respect what they're doing. Don't give them an attitude. I can't stand when I see parents do that. Mm-hmm. You want your daddy? Whatever. Go have your daddy. You know, it's like, why are you mad? Like, you chose him before the child did, you know?
That's right.
So it's like, you know, just say, okay, if that's what you want, it's fine. You can have daddy, and make them feel even more confident about the decision that they made.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, creating balance, enjoying your free time, like Allie said, and just, you know, don't get so beside yourself. You know, they're children. They're growing. And just be happy that they're wise enough to make a decision. Mm-hmm. How about that?
No doubt.
Cool. Yeah. So I just want to give a moment of silence to all the rejected parents out there who actually can enjoy a moment of silence. So how about that?
Perfect.
Oh, man, this has been fun. Thank you so much, Big Bang Hank, forever bachelor.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes. My wonderful husband, my super secure, super dad, Chris.
Thank you, baby.
Thanks for joining us and becoming a co-host for
the
show.
So
this is going to be fun. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are going to have to oversee this foreplay every week. Y'all two in the middle. They're going to be so disgusted by the time we leave.
We'll tell you about it next time we come.
I think we need a sexy single co-host as well. I mean, so I can share the same thing that y'all share.
We don't need five people over here.
I know, right?
Mess up the numbers.
No, he need five girls is what he's saying.
Five random girls.
Well, if any single moms are listening, Hank is available. As long as your kid is over 18. And thank you so much, Allie. This was so much fun.
Oh,
I love your perspective. This was great. She is the I need to see it to believe it first time mom. And I'm going to keep pushing some natural remedies your way, too. You know what? That's what we didn't say. Is there like a natural remedy for rejection? Maybe there's an oil for that. Mm. There's an oil for everything. Clarity. Rub it on your forehead. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, y'all have a great day. Thanks for starting your day with us or ending your night with us. Either way, I'm happy that we're a part of your day. So have a nice night and a nice day, wherever time it is for you. And we'll see you next time. Not for Lazy Moms. Make sure you go to the website, www.notforlazymoms.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.